Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So what's the deal with the polls? It's agreed that Mitt Romney got a big bounce after his applauded performance at last week's presidential debate. But is something wrong with the trampoline? Yesterday morning, Gallup released its 7-day tracking poll, which included the debate, and showed Mitt Romney had gained about 5 points, tying with President Obama. We reported that. Then yesterday afternoon, Gallup revised its poll, this time showing Obama with a 5-point lead. The Huffington Post interpreted the new numbers as meaning that Mitt Romney's boost from the debates was fading by Monday. But then, just hours later, we heard about the new Pew Center poll, which had Mitt Romney way up by 4%. Oh, and by the way, our Senate race here in Massachusetts, competing polls on that. New York Post columnist John Podhoretz calls yesterday the day the political polling died. And then today, to add to the confusion, the Gallup polling organization announced it's going to change the way it reports its polling results, switching from registered to likely voters. So Charlie Mattesian is national politics editor for Politico. Charlie, please take this Gallup switch first from registered voters to likely voters. What does that mean?
Well, what happens with pollsters, and this happens with almost all pollsters over the course of the election cycle, is they want to get to the most precise and most accurate measurement of how the race is playing out. And they begin the election cycle early on when you have a hard time understanding what the November electorate is going to look like with what they call a registered voter model, which is that which is a very broad-based indicator, which just looks at who is eligible to vote and who tells the pollsters they're registered to vote in their precinct or election district. But as you get closer to the election, it's much more important for pollsters to understand who's actually going to turn out, because we know from history that many of registered voters simply are not going to turn out, or they lie about whether they're going to come out and vote. So you want to get to the people who are definitely or most likely to show up on election day.
Okay, so is this switch something that Gallup normally does, or is this a reaction to having two results yesterday?
Well, it's something that all pollsters do at some point.
Okay.
And, when you have a poll like Gallup, obviously, that resonates very loudly.
Well, and USA Today's Susan Page says the result of this switch is going to mean that President Obama's lead by yesterday afternoon's Gallup poll is going to be wiped out because Democrats are less likely to vote than Republicans.
Right, and you've seen that across other polls when pollsters move to from a registered to a likely voter model, because what you're going to see from the likely model is that Republicans are more energized and more likely to actually go out and vote. So the numbers will change from registered voters, where the president might seem much stronger in that broad universe, but then when you narrow that universe to those most likely to vote, all of a sudden that lead begins to dissipate.
Okay. So is there a difference within the polling companies when it comes to finding out who's a likely voter? The Huffington Post says that polling companies like Gallup use an index system. They ask a whole lot of questions to determine if someone's likely to vote, whereas other pollsters just cut to the chase and say, are you going to be likely to vote, and claim that they come closer to knowing?
Everyone does it differently. Everybody has their own model. And so you see a wide variation across the scale when it comes to pollsters. They, you know, it's often said that no two pollsters do it alike, and I think that's a fair assessment of what happens with the likely voter model.
Okay. So do we know, did the Pew poll, which again showed Mitt Romney in a very strong lead as opposed to the Gallup poll by yesterday afternoon, which showed him fading, did the Pew poll use likely voters or registered voters?
The Pew poll, which showed Obama with an 8-point lead in September, now all of a sudden has a 4-point lead. That used registered voters. And so, you know, it goes to show you just how these polls are all over the
map. Okay. So the Pew poll, just to get that out of the way, the Pew poll, as the Gallup poll did, the Pew poll is still at the stage where they're talking to registered voters. So what about the disparity? Nate Silver of the New York Times 538 blog says, if you look at all the polls together, the aggregate, their results seem consistent with the interpretation that Mitt Romney's debate bounce was receding some by yesterday afternoon. He looked at other polls that we haven't been talking about. But he says, don't discount the Pew poll, which showed Mitt Romney ahead.
Right. Well, you never want to discount any one poll, but the best way to figure it out, and I think this is what Nate is saying, is to take a look at a broad cross-section of them.
Well, but the Pew poll seems an outlier within that cross-section of many other polls, including Rasmussen, which is Republican-leaning. So what does that say about the Pew poll?
Well, you never really know what's an outlier and what's not. I mean, it's a perfectly feasible explanation. It could be an outlier. We know that every pollster has an outlier every once in a while, but at the same time, sometimes a pollster nails it and captures something that other pollsters aren't because of the modeling that they're using. So you never really know.
We don't throw it out, just in case they're right. Well, about a week ago, Republicans were taking issue with polls that showed President Obama with that huge lead in swing states. They said pollsters had relied more on Democrats. This time, Democrats, after the Pew poll yesterday, are complaining that the Pew poll talked to too many Republicans. Or, as Nate Silver said, maybe people are more likely to call themselves Republicans if they liked Mitt Romney after that debate. I mean, is that an important consideration for you, whether it has more Democrats or Republicans responding?
Well, I think the most important consideration is a pollster's track record over time, and there are certain pollsters, and certainly Pew would be one of them, that are more respected than others, and their work is followed very closely, and I'd include Pew in that group.
What about the number of days tracked? The Pew Center, again, they showed Romney with a 4-point lead, which is a 12-point swing in his favor from before the debate. They tracked Thursday through Sunday, whereas the Gallup poll tracked a few days before the debates and then a few days after, 7-day poll.
Well, the window in time that you use is very important in polling, and what Gallup does is a rolling average, and it matters if a pollster is in the field and there's a huge ad flight on TV and voters are seeing an avalanche of ads against a candidate. It matters whether pollsters are in the field before an important debate like the one we saw last week or after, and I think oftentimes those will show at the margins, and I think that's what you're seeing in a number of polls.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of which, let's ask you about one last one. We have a hot Senate race here in Massachusetts with the sitting Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. Our mothership, WBUR, has a poll that they released today that showed Brown with a 3-point lead over Warren. I turned into Morning Joe today and they said, we're going to talk about a new poll out in the Senate race. I thought, oh, that's going to be the WBUR poll. No, they quoted the Western New England College poll, which showed Brown trailing Warren by 5 points, two completely different results. We look deeper, the Western New England College poll only went up to October 4th. It did not include the presidential debate. The WBUR poll was Thursday through Sunday. It's a poll about a Senate race, but do you think it reflected bounce for the Republican in the race because of bounce for the presidential candidate?
I do think it does, largely because the last WBR poll showed Elizabeth Warren lead of 5 points. And I mean, it does.
And that was after the Democratic convention.
Yeah, and it does suggest that Brown got something of a bounce. And you see that in a lot of races across the map, that there was some kind of Republican bounce at some level in many of these races, and certainly in the national race.
Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, asking you to parse some more tea leaves down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.
And by the way, we promised a story on political operative Eric Fernstrom for today, but we wanted to get this polling news in, so we'll bring you a profile of Eric another day. And we want to hear your thoughts on polling, thoughts you haven't already told me in language we can use. Go to hereandnow.org or keep tweeting at Here and Now and at Here and Now Robin.